Welcome to the Undefeated Podcast with Sara. Did you know that you don't need to live feeling defeated in any area of your life? I believe a huge part of us learning to live from the place of victory is learning to see from God's perspective and discern what's heaven's agenda in this particular season in your life and in the world around you. In this podcast, we will practice discerning what God is doing, both regarding our individual journeys and corporately, so that we can partner with Him in seeing His kingdom come and will be done right now on earth as it is in heaven, and live our lives undefeated. I am so excited to see what God is doing through dance in this current season. And that's why I figured out I have to record an episode today to actually share some of these thoughts with you. And I believe that dance plays such an important role in what God is doing on earth right now. And I'm seeing things happen that I have personally prayed into for over 2 decades, and especially for this past decade that I've been here in Redding, California, or I've actually been here almost 13 years now. But as some of you know, I've been doing dance ministry for a long time before I got here. And for me, it actually never started with just the passion for dance. It always started from the place of passion for Jesus and this place that I just could not contain my love for Him. And I had to find a way to express it, not just with my soul and my spirit, but with my whole body. And it's been my prayer that people would get to experience God's presence through dance. And I really believe that there's a place for all of us, the whole body of Christ, to get to encounter God through dance, and that there is this invitation from heaven that is for all of us, that it's not just for the trained dancers. And it's been so incredibly fun to see how dance has been breaking out everywhere in like all different areas and ministries within our environment. But I'm also hearing stories from all over the world how God is doing the same thing. And even just within our environment, we've seen this like corporate expression of holistic worship, engaging our spirit, soul, and body in different classes, in our school of ministry, and also within our children's school, BCS, and within our other ministries like the Healing Rooms ministry, where everyone is literally breaking into dance and people are getting delivered and healed, and like both emotionally and physically healed, and as they start worshiping Jesus with their whole being. And there's been so much momentum growing, but this Valentine's Day was just something so, so very special. And to be honest, having been single my whole life, Valentine's Day has never been something that I'm really looking forward to. But this year, I was just blown away by God's goodness. And before I get to this story, I think I should clarify that no, I'm not single because I have some sort of a gift of singleness, or because I want to be single, but I guess I just haven't met my match yet. And maybe I'll record an episode on singleness at some point, but that's not the topic for today. So, but this year I had a feeling that God was going to manifest His goodness and His love in a tangible way on Valentine's Day. But I had no idea how special and how wonderful that day would actually be. So, like I said, there's been already a momentum growing in BSSM and also in our local church and our other environments in dance. But on Valentine's Day, it just blew up in the most powerful and beautiful way in our first year school of ministry. Hannah Waters, who is our incredible worship pastor, told me and my team up front that she wanted us to have the freedom to use as much space as we wanted to. And for the first time ever, we actually got to move all the chairs in the auditorium at the Civic Center where we have our first year school. We move all the chairs out of the way so that everybody had space to move and dance. And my team and I, we got to lead the whole first year class into this wild, extravagant worship and engaging our whole selves and literally seeing people tap into dance and engaging their spirit, soul, and body, some of them for the very first time in their lives. And the whole class was moving in unison and in that place that felt like it was the agreement of faith. And our whole class has been dancing together actually already several times this year, so it wasn't unusual in that way. But that day, it wasn't just like this wild dance party that released freedom of the Holy Spirit, but it felt like it was this moment where God just flooded over us with his presence in such a deep and intimate way and literally led us into the heart of our Father through dance. And I believe that that's what the Holy Spirit loves doing. And I actually recently heard a quote by Stacey Campbell. She said that if you want to learn to speak deeply to someone, you need to learn to speak their language. And she wasn't actually referring to dance, but when she said that phrase, I was like, oh my goodness, it's so true. Like, I feel like the Holy Spirit is currently teaching us the languages of the Spirit. And I believe movement and dance is one of the primary languages of the Holy Spirit. You know, even if we look at the scripture, like starting from Genesis 1, like the Spirit of God was moving over the waters. He was literally dancing over the waters right at the start. And I believe movement and dance literally is one of God's love languages. And so back to the Valentine's Day. So after this beautiful, deep, wonderful worship time, Peter Mattis, who is one of our powerful worship leaders and also one of our BSSM online pastors, he actually led the whole school into this dance encounter, and all students were ministering to each other through dance, which has never happened before. And it was even more beautiful that it happened as Peter was leading them, because he's not a dancer himself at all. And he was like activated in his own faith just by like stepping out and doing something that he was actually not even comfortable with. And we have been praying for moments like this. The Holy Spirit moved so freely and powerfully amongst the whole student body, including all the staff members who were present. And there were actually students who got physically healed during that time, and students who had never danced in their lives received some tangible emotional healing and breakthrough. And even some of the staff members were sharing afterwards, like, that they couldn't even put into words what God did during that time in their hearts. And if that wasn't enough, Peter actually called me out and prophesied over me and over the dancers publicly during that same day. And something that has also never happened before, that dance would have been called out in that way and even like just publicly recognized what the Lord is doing through that. And in all honesty, it was so echoey on stage that I could barely hear what he was saying in that moment. But the presence of God hit me so powerfully that I literally crumbled over when he started talking about the key of David. and that I carry the key of David in like leading people into that place of worship. And he was referring to Isaiah 22:22, which is the same scripture that I have been declaring over this year, 2022. And I know so have many other people as well. But right when he said that, I felt like someone literally kicked me in the gut. Like I just crumbled over and like it felt like I had been like way overdue pregnant in the spirit. And finally the waters broke and that there was an invitation for that baby to be born and like what God is doing through dance. So I would call it the little dance baby that God is literally releasing during this season. And Peter also talked about how it's time for the dancers to move from the side stage to the center stage. And it felt like there was permission for that new expression of dance to be birthed. And again, like, just a little commentary on this word. I don't think it necessarily means like literally in every environment. I know that it has actually been also literally happening here, especially within our first year BSSM class, where the worship team have like practically speaking made a ton of room for the dancers in center stage and given us freedom and permission to like minister so that it's actually also visible for everybody. But I understand that it's not necessarily feasible and practical in every environment to bring dancers in the center stage, but I believe that it's happening in the spirit, that God is highlighting the importance to engage not just our spirits and souls, but our whole selves, our bodies included, in our expression of worship. And when in the past it's been mostly our spirit and soul connecting and expressing worship, God is bringing dance to the center stage because he wants our bodies to be in alignment with what he is doing as well. Oh, and like I said, there's literally revival happening through dance. And when the Holy Spirit comes, it doesn't always look pretty, but his presence changes everything. And just, I've seen so many people's lives that have been radically transformed and restored as they yield their whole spirit, soul, and body in worship to Jesus. And like I said, it's been happening in BSSM, both in our on-campus school, but we also just started dance teams for our online BSSM school. And also, like I said, it's been happening in the healing rooms where we have literally got to activate the people who come there sick and injured and who are not feeling well. And they actually step into this place of faith with connecting with God, with their whole being. And I believe there's this paradigm shift that's happening today, everywhere globally, that dance is not meant just for the trained dancers, that we all are created to worship Jesus with all our strength. And I've been like meditating and declaring this scripture from Jeremiah 31, verses 13 through 14. I'll read this from NIV. It says that, "Then young women will dance and be glad, young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. I will satisfy the priests with abundance, and my people will be filled with my bounty, declares the Lord." Oh, and I love that the context with this scripture is that God loves us so tangibly and that it's the revelation of his love that actually leads us into dancing, because just earlier in that same chapter, I'll just read from Jeremiah 31, the same chapter, verses 3 to 4, it says that the Lord appeared to us in the past saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. I will build you up again, and you will be rebuilt. Again, you will take up your timbrels and go out to dance with the joyful. Oh, and like I said earlier, that I believe that God is teaching us his love language, and that he is bringing us in the new place of intimacy with him, that he is preparing us for the wedding of the Lamb, and that it's actually time for all of us, the whole bride of Christ, to learn how to dance, because there's going to be a lot of dancing in heaven. I know I have talked about the same topic several times, but I just feel like God is so on this that I do want to emphasize that God is actually getting us ready. He's getting his bride ready. Because the day is coming closer. And another reason why I believe that God is teaching us to dance is that he is teaching us faith. And he's teaching us how to pray in faith. And dance is not a rational thing that you can understand. It's a spirit language, and it goes beyond understanding. It bypasses our rational thinking, and it literally requires a step of faith. And I think especially for people who have never danced before, it really activates your faith when you start moving, when you have no idea how to do it. And that's actually literally how I started dancing. I hadn't taken any dance classes. I literally just invited the Holy Spirit to come and start teaching me to partner with him through my movement. So I believe that God is teaching his bride faith and how to pray in faith. And it's been so interesting to see that a lot of dance has been breaking out in our prayer meetings. And I also believe that it's such a wonderful tool that God is giving us, and that it actually like helps us to focus wholeheartedly when we are praying, when we are also engaging our bodies as we pray. And also, I believe that God is teaching us humility. You know, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, where it says that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So I think there is also a key in that, like, you know, God is teaching us humility, that if we humble ourselves and pray. So I think also, like, we are learning humility when we are stepping into ways of praying that we maybe never have tried before. Like, how can I engage my whole being as I pray to the Lord? Oh, and also, whilst the whole bride of Christ is getting ready and learning to engage in prayer and in worship through dance, learning to activate our faith and learning to pray with faith and in humility, at the same time, God is also raising up dancers with the specific calling to be worship leaders and modern-day Levites, who are ministering to the Lord skillfully and leading the bride of Christ into his presence through dance. And I believe that there are some of you who are listening to this episode who God is actually calling you to be a worship leader through dance. And I wrote about this in my first book that's called Encountering God Through Dance, that in the book of Acts, there's this interesting verse where the first 7 deacons are ordained. It's in Acts 6:5, and one of the deacons is called Prochorus, and this Greek name actually literally means leader of the dance. And I would not be surprised if this deacon was actually called by that name, because it was his calling to do that very thing, to be a dance leader. And it's totally a biblical concept. Like, if You have probably heard me talk about the whole restoration of David's tent before as well. How like in the tabernacle of David, there were so many dances. There was dancing and singing happening and all this creativity. And that how in Acts 15, 16 through 17, God himself is saying that after this, I will return and rebuild David's fallen tent. Its ruins I will rebuild and I will restore it, that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord. Even all the Gentiles who bear my name, says the Lord who does these things. Wow, and that's the very thing that's on God's heart, that he's wanting to restore that kind of worship where there is all these creative ways and where we are engaging not just our hearts, our souls, and our spirits, but where our whole body is engaged in worship. And that even during that time, like, there were people who were specifically called into that ministry to minister to the Lord, and even like dancers who were specifically called into that ministry to minister to God's heart. And how, like, in this verse it prophesies that that will actually be leading the way to revival. Like how it says that that God is raising up David's fallen tent and restoring worship and all of that, so that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord. And so that it's, I believe that it's this prophetic act and act of intercession that will actually awaken the nations, and that they will actually start experiencing God as we are worshiping him with everything that we are. Whew. Yeah. So it's all for the coming revival, and the revival that's already here, that it's already tangibly amongst us, and that God is raising those modern day Levites who are ministering to his heart and leading others into his presence. And I just want to just encourage each one of you who are listening to this episode that I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to come over you in such a way that you just can't be still, that your whole body is going to join into the worship of your spirit and your soul, and that the Holy Spirit himself is wanting to teach you how to partner with him. Yeah, and how to dance in faith and pray in faith. How to dance your prayers. Yeah, thank you, Father. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I thank you, God, that this gift is for everybody. Yeah, that it's all of you have access to God's presence, and all of you have his invitation to come and dance with him. And I believe that some of you are just going to start dancing in your bedrooms, and that you're going to experience and encounter the presence of God like never before. Yeah, thank you, Father. I thank you for the gift of faith that you are releasing from your heart, that every impossibility is going to bow in your name. Yeah, thank you, Father. And we choose to humble ourselves and pray. Yeah, Lord, we come before you with humility. Yeah, thank you, Father. And Lord, I also pray for the listeners who are specifically called to be those modern day Levites who actually have a calling to be a worship leader through dance and to make his praise glorious. Yeah, I pray, God, that you would meet them right now as they are listening, that you would fill them with your spirit. Lord, that you would confirm that calling in their hearts, that, Lord, you would create space for them. I thank you, God, that you are the way maker. Yeah, thank you, God, that this whole thing was your idea. Yeah, thank you, God, that it's your love, encountering your love, that's actually gonna create that freedom, and that's actually gonna bring also to creativity. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the privilege that we have to get to encounter you through dance. Yeah, Lord, we hunger for more of you. We're hungry and thirsty for your presence. Yeah, come baptize us once again with your spirit and with your fire. Yeah, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I thank you for everything that you are doing in our days, in our time. Yeah, thank you, Lord. We bless what you're doing and we choose to partner with you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.